This is KUT. Republicans in Washington are trying to make good on promises to roll back federal regulations. To do it, they're using an obscure legislative tactic that's only been successful once before. But now it might be key to eliminating dozens of rules. As KUT's Mose Bushell reports, that has some legal scholars very worried.
Imagine a clock ticking away in the chambers of Congress. But this one doesn't tell you the current time. It's there to remind lawmakers that they have a limited amount of time to easily kill some Obama-era regulations. UT Law Professor Tom McGarrity says the reason is a law called the Congressional Review Act.
The Congressional Review Act says that if Congress, within 60 days, but this is 60 legislative days, so that can be many months, but within that 60 days, if Congress passes a joint resolution and the president signs it, then the regulation is null and void.
The law was passed in the 90s. Sid Shapiro, a law professor at Wake Forest University, says the idea was to give Congress more oversight over rules created by federal agencies.
It would seem like this adds to the system an important degree of democratic accountability.
But he says it didn't end up that way, because the act requires the president to sign off if a rule is going to be blocked. It's only effective when a new party takes control of the White House. After all, what president is going to kill a rule put in place by his or her own people?
And so it's really, in the end, an introduction of politics into the regulatory process.
And Tom McGarrity says it's only been used successfully once until this recent Congress was sworn in.
Right. Both houses have passed two already, and the House has passed several more.
Among other things, these resolutions would roll back consumer protections for prepaid credit cards, end rules to reduce methane pollution, and block regulations on the safe handling of dangerous chemicals. And there's more, say Shapiro and McGarrity.
Yeah, why don't you ask me what happens after a rule is overruled?
Okay, what happens?
The legislation says that once Congress overrules a rule and it's signed by the president, the agency is prohibited in the future from passing a similar rule in the same area.
So not only are these regulations killed, they are killed and buried, and it really can't ever be resurrected.
We will be fighting every one of these things.
That last voice was L.G. Holstein with the Environmental Defense Fund. He says a lot of advocacy groups are worried about how many regulations will die under the Congressional Review Act. But other than lobby Congress, it's unclear what they can do to stop it. And in Congress, lawmakers intent on rolling back regulations will want to move quickly. After all, they only have a certain amount of time, and the clock is ticking. Mose Bushell, KUT News.